Prepare the way of the Lord. Be prepared for the coming of Jesus. John speaks to those present who are all asking what they need to do. And so he tells them to go back to their normal life, their normal activities, their normal vocation, and tells them to do what they have been doing, but do it better. Do it more honestly. Do it as an act of service for others. Share what you have. Be honest and above board in your work, and be faithful to whatever task is yours to perform. In other words, be nice. And that's it in a nutshell. The coming of Christ and his salvation and reconciliation of all things involves a list of things. And we believe that no corner of the universe will remain untouched by God's love and salvation. Jesus was coming to change the whole world, and few people sensed that better than John the Baptist. Luke could see that Jesus was coming to upend everything, turn the whole world upside down. People came to John asking him what the coming of the Messiah would mean to them and their ordinary lives. And John sends them back to their ordinary lives as changed people, not to try to change the world on their own, and not even to necessarily assume a new set of spiritual practices. No, John just told them to do what they had been doing all along, but better. Often people don't think they are very spiritual, but they're wrong, because everything we do in our lives is profoundly spiritual and profoundly important. John preached the good news to them. It was good news to be told both to repent and to shape up, and to be told a little bit about what the result of such repentance would look like in action. The gospel will change the whole world, including the little corner of the world where you and I live and work every morning and every afternoon. Advent has become a special time of year, but only if it has a profound effect on all the ordinary, non-special moments of our lives as well. God works in our world in wonderful ways, especially when we least expect. As Christmas approaches, we become excited about the dramatic sign which shows us God's love. Yet baby Jesus, the Christmas sign, is not the only way God reveals himself to us. His signs of love are all around us, in the people who touch our lives, in the encouragement we receive, in all sorts of subtle ways, and yes, even dramatic ways, revealing his love for us today. As the good news of Christmas, as the event of God being with his people, comes to us again on earth, because we know the presence of God is our refuge, our strength, our safety, as we stand before the throne of God. As God's children, we have experienced God's presence. God came to earth at Christmas through the natural process of childbirth. God continues to act today in the same way, through the simple down-to-earth events in life. God acts through events, through people, through numerous ways which are so many to name. John the Baptist has been telling people about the coming of the Lord in their lives. And then the people ask him, what then shall we do? What is our response to the Lord's coming? God is coming, has come, and will continue to come in our lives. In a few days, we will experience that great coming again in the Christmas event. What shall we do? How shall we respond? An old story which you might have heard tells us very clearly what our response to God's coming shall be. It's a poem by Edwin Markham, How the Great Guest Came. An old cobbler named Conrad had a dream that the Lord was coming to visit him. So he washed the walls of his small shop and his shelves until they shined. He decorated his shop with holly and fir. He put milk and honey on his table to offer to his special guest. He sat down and waited. As he was waiting, he saw a poor barefoot beggar walking in the rain outside his door. He felt sorry for the man and invited him in and gave him a pair of shoes. His clean floor was now dirty from the rain and mud. As he was about to clean it up, he noticed an old lady who was bent over carrying a heavy load of firewood. He invited her in to sit and rest, shared some of his food and food with her, and walked with her, helping carry some of the wood. When he returned to his shop, he thought of all that needed to be done. He began to clean again and hoped he had time to find more food. Just then, a knock at the door. He answered hurriedly, and it was a small child crying, lost and cold. He picked up the child, dried the tears, gave her something to drink, the cup of milk, and walked her to her home down the street and around the corner. He hurried back to the shop. He was too tired now to clean or find more food, but he still waited. Evening came, and he began to wonder if the Lord had forgotten. Then he heard a small, soft voice break the silence in that shop. "Lift up your heart, for I have kept my word. 3 times I came to your friendly door. 3 times my shadow was on your floor. I was the beggar with bruised feet. I was the woman you gave to eat. I was the lost child on that homeless street." Conrad smiled to himself, put his feet up on the table, and settled back in his chair to pray and talk with the Saviour. Amen.